From the stage of the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,080th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Berlin Husky.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sent his pure sweet love,
a sign from above.
Sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak.
Body grows weak.
The spirit grows numb.
Spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love.
Sends down his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above. On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land,
he searched for land,
in various ways,
various ways.
Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love,
sent him his love,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above. On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above. On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
Yay! That's our star, Ferlin Husky, and his very latest offering, On the Wings of a Dove. Well, thank you, Ferlin, and welcome. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, as we do every Saturday night, we've got a wonderful show lined out with loads of talent, including such opera greats as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Hank Garland and his guitar, the Jordanaires, Miss Del Wood at the piano, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as our very special guest, that handsome young boy who's taken the opera audience by storm lately, Roy Drusky.
Well, Roy will be out here on the stage to sing some of his fine songs in just a few minutes. Right now, I want all of you to meet another good-looking feller, Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Ferlin.
Hi, Archie.
How's everything?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, what's this I hear about you being a big war hero?
Your dad burned tootin', I'm a war hero.
Sure enough.
During the war, I rode a Jeep 5,000 miles.
Rode a Jeep 5,000 miles?
Yes, sir.
Well, you should have had the Purple Heart for riding a Jeep that far.
Purple Heart?
Yeah.
All I got was a purple seat.
Is that...
I was one of the most patriotic citizens that boys had in the service during the war.
You really was?
Yes. You remember that sign they used to have out there recruiting people, a big picture of Uncle Sam?
Oh, yeah, the one who had his hand pointed, his finger pointed out.
And a great big billboard.
Yeah, it says, I want you. Yeah.
Ferlin?
Yeah.
That sign meant something to me.
It means a whole lot to you.
Yes, sir. I hid behind it 6 months.
Did they find you?
I fought for 3 years, but I finally had to go anyhow.
You did?
Yeah, they finally got me.
Finally, well, I thought you was in the Navy.
I was in the Navy.
You were?
Was I in the Navy?
Yeah.
I was a naval director.
A naval director?
Yeah.
What's a naval director?
That's one of these guys that gets a mop and directs it around over the deck.
All over.
That's what I did in the Navy.
I don't think you know too much about the Navy.
You ask me anything you want to about the Navy, Ferlin, I can tell you
what
anything.
What if a storm was coming up from the stern, from the aft, back aft?
Storm came up stern?
Yeah.
I'd throw out an anchor.
Well, that figures. How about if one was coming up on the bow? What would you do?
Well, I'd throw out an anchor.
If a storm was on the starboard side, what would you do?
I'd throw out another anchor.
How about if you had a storm on the port side?
Oh, well, in a case like that, I'd throw out another anchor.
Yeah. Well, where are you getting all these anchors?
Same place you getting them darn storms.
Archie Campbell from Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Well, thank you, Archie, and come back again soon.
Now, Grant, I think it's time we had our guest out here, don't you?
I certainly do, Furlan.
All right, then, here he is, neighbors, the boy you've been waiting to see and hear, Roy Drusky. Roy, I know it's just good to have you here with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Furlan. It's good to be here.
Well, all right. We could stand here and talk a whole lot, but you got a new record out, so... Friends, we'd like to have him sing it for you. Here's Roy doing his brand new one called Anymore.
I don't believe you love me anymore, anymore. Lately you've been acting strange to me. Somehow it's not the way it used to be.
Working the open-air concerts out at Centennial Park again this summer?
Well, not this year, Furlan, but I'll be in the audience every performance, you can bet. There's nothing like music under the stars for downright relaxing enjoyment. Unless, of course, you're a pipe smoker and are just lit up for that wonderfully mild and mellow Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, that's for certain, Grant. There's something about a PA smoke that just naturally satisfies a man.
Well, for one thing, it's that wonderful Prince Albert flavor. Just what pipe smokers and making men like. And then, too, PA's always fresh, crimp cut, so it packs right and burns steady and even without any hot spots.
Making men take to Prince Albert, too. It rolls so easy and stays put.
And with Father's Day coming up tomorrow, I'd like to remind folks that PA gives pipe smokers and making men just what they look for. The proof is in the puffin, and Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Right, so if you haven't gotten Dad's Father's Day gift yet, there's still time to get him a supply of Prince Albert.
Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
I don't suppose there's anything in the world that most of us enjoy better than a good old-fashioned square dance, especially when it's fiddled by Tommy Jackson, and we have all the Tennessee Travelers and our good friend Jimmy Self calling it for us.
Yeah. Hey, Burl. Howling comes to the left, it goes by the corner on that wing, that tail's swinging, swing, that tail a broken shoe. All around the chicken, down that dead pick, the got it down, round, round, all the way round. Your partner swing around. Beat your belly.
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. That was mighty fine. And now, Ferlin, it's time that we had one of our fine old hymns.
Thank you, Grant. I'm ready. And if any of our listeners feel in the mood, we'd be happy to have them join in. One called He'll Understand and Say Well Done.
If when you give the best of your service, telling the world the Savior is come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come,
when I come
to the end of my journey,
end of my journey,
weary of life, the battle is won.
Thank you so much. You're one of the best audiences I've ever sang for. But now you have a real treat coming up. Here's Hank Garland and his guitar playing the Battle of New Orleans.
Thank you, Hank Garland. And now, Ferlin, how about you doing the honors and introducing our next entertainer?
That'll be a pleasure, Grant, because our next one here is my opera sweetheart and best girlfriend.
Cussin' Minnie Pearl!
Happy! glad to be here. Well, sir, I've been out there in that Hollywood town where them fellers, ooh, I never seen nothing like it.
No.
The way they didn't make, well, I tell you now, I had a big time out there. My feller was worried about me before I left. He said, now you'll get out there and one of them fellers will run off with you. I wish they had. Boy, I had a good time, though. I really did. I had one feller running around in circles.
I did.
I had a feller running around in circles. I caught him in a revolving door and just kept a-pushing. There, there we was, not even introduced to one another and going around together. But I did have one feller, I asked a feller out there he thought I could get in the movies, and he said he thought I had what it took to get in the movies. So I don't know, for a while there I thought y'all was going to have to, you know, do without me down here. I said, you really think that I, of course that wouldn't be hard for you to do, but I said, do you think I've really got what it takes to get in the movies? And he said, yeah. He said, you got a dollar, haven't you? That's what it takes to get in the movies out here. Well, it embarrassed me. It hurt me. It touched me. It really did. But I tell you now, I better go on to the news grinder switch, because I found out after I got back that Seth Jones, he's got one of them newfangled oil stoves, and that thing blew up last week, blew Seth and his old lady clean out the top of the roof. First time they'd been out together since they got married. Oh, well, sir, though, Lick Shank, he had an awful hard luck this past week while I was gone, too, though. Link, he raises sheep, and he had an accident with one of his finest buck sheep. Oh, this old buck, he run into a stone wall. Oh, he did. It bunged him up something awful. This old sheep just run straight into a stone wall. Link said he reckoned he didn't see the U-turn. Bye now, see you next week.
This is Ferlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Now then, it's time we heard from our guest once more. So here's Roy Drusky with another of his recent hits, Another.
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me. Another made me your all used to be. How long can his love last when the new wears off so fast?
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me.
Just like me, he'll understand the sorrow. Just like me.
from your past. I know it will.
There'll always be another, then another, and another just like me. Just like me, he'll understand the sorrow of loving you today and losing you tomorrow. I'd warn him, but he'd call it jealousy. So let him be another, then another, and another just like me.
Much. Roy,
that's a sure great, great number.
Let's both thank him at the same time,
sure,
Grant.
He done a good job.
I'll
didn't
say
it. I don't know when he'll be back, do you?
It won't be very
but
long.
But I hope
though.
He gets back another time.
He sure will. Now, one of our great opera stars, Miss Del Wood, playing a selection from her brand new album of Varsity Trot.
Thanks a lot. Now, Ferlin, before we have that one last number from you, I'd like to know something about your future plans.
Well, Grant, next week I'm playing somewhere up in Illinois for a fair. Thank you. And then from there I'm playing one of the parks on a Sunday up in Indiana. And then I'm going to out in Nevada and try to stop some of these fires they've got. I'll be out there a couple of weeks.
Well, that's good. I think they could use a few fire equipment companies. You can take the whole bunch here from Offer to help you. All right, Ferlin. And now you've got that buying number out now, one of your latest recordings and one that you and Buddy Killenroe, we want to hear it now. What good will I ever be
without your love?
What good are my lips if I can't kiss you? What good are my thoughts if I can't miss you? What good are my arms if I what good will I ever be without your love? What good are my eyes if I can't see you? What good is a love
if it can't be you. What good are my hands if I can never touch you? What good will I ever be without your love? What good is my heart if I can't love you? What good are my dreams if they're not of you? What good is my life if I can't live it with you? What good will I ever be without your love? Without your love.
Before we do, I'd like to say how nice it was having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. You'll be sure to be on hand next week when Hank Snow will be calling the shots. We'll have the Glazier Brothers along as his guests. Till then, this is Merlin Husky saying thanks and happy Father's Day, Father. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Change to Camels. The Camel blend of caustic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking satisfaction. Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.